The project announced Tuesday will result in the redevelopment of 139 housing units in the former factory complex where legendary Indian motorcycles were manufactured up until 1950. It will include building apartments in a former fire station that sits on the property in the heart of the intercity Mason Square neighborhood. AIC President Vince Maniachi said the project is part of the college's continued commitment to the surrounding community.
We're hoping that we can stabilize the area and continue to upgrade it. And to the extent we can do a good job with housing, I think that'll also benefit the retail establishments and the small businesses in the area. Stabilization is something that's also very important for our students in the community on campus, and this goes a long way in doing that.
AIC took over long-stalled efforts to develop the former Indian Motorcycle Complex and the vacant Mason Square Fire Station almost 3 years ago, but was unable to advance plans for a commercial development that included a cyber cafe in the old firehouse. The college has now partnered with First Resource Development Company of Norwell, Massachusetts. CEO Gordon Pulsifer said housing at the site will work both historically and financially.
We can seek funding, and there's funds available to build apartments. There's no funding for a commercial space to build a space out for a bank. That funding doesn't exist.
Half the housing will be market rate, the rest for low-income tenants. Pulsifer said construction is not expected to begin for about 18 months because of the time required to secure financing and permits.
One of the sources of financing are historic tax credits. In order to receive historic tax credits, you have to have your designs approved by Mass Historic Commission in Boston, at the Secretary of State's office, and also at the National Park Service in Washington, D.C.
The former Indian Motorcycle Factory building dates back to 1890. The former Mason Square Fire Station was built in 1910. Springfield's Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said the project will be a major step in the redevelopment of the State Street Corridor, the city's main east-west artery.
It is the final piece, and people recognize that we have to get this done to make the State Street plan effective and workable. And we've got, the time is just right for this, and the numbers work.
Millions of dollars in public money has been spent to improve the infrastructure along State Street in a bid to spur private investment. Congressman Richard Neal, who secured much of that public funding, said he looked forward to the Indian Motorcycle properties being restored and revitalized.
And State Street has turned out to be a terrific asset to economic growth, as I've indicated. You can see small grocery stores that are popping up. You can see increased economic activity.
First Resource Development Company has a track record in Springfield. The company last spring completed a $25 million housing development called Worthington Commons and is working on a $75 million project in the South End, an area damaged by the June 2011 tornado. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.